First, it's time for our weekly Share Something segment. Every week on Central Time, we ask you and or an expert to share something with us. Last week, we spoke with, to the best of our knowledge, executive producer Steve Paulson. He shared some great book recommendations.
Well, today, in honor of National Tell an Old Joke Day, we're asking you to share your favorite jokes. Maybe you've got an Ole and Lena joke up your sleeve. Maybe it's the joke your grandfather used to tell at Christmas, just an old favorite you like to trot out. Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Jim Leary is with us. He's professor of folklore and Scandinavian studies at UW-Madison, director of the Center for the Study of Upper Midwestern Cultures, and author of So Ole Says to Lena, Folk Humor of the Upper Midwest. Jim, welcome back to Central Time.
Glad to be here.
So what kind of old jokes are popular here in the Midwest?
Well, there are jokes from the lumber camps. There are jokes from a lot of different ethnic groups. There are farming, small town jokes.
You want to hit us with a classic Ole and Lena joke?
Sure. Yeah, this is actually the oldest one I know, and it doesn't have Lena in it. But you have to know a couple things. One is, Är du svensk? Means, are you Swedish? And then you also have to know that Norsk means Norwegian. So I won't tell the long version, but but this is one from at least the 1890s. And it has to do with a Norwegian who gets drunk on his way home, and he passes out in someone's hog pen. And in the early morning, a big sow is nosing him, and he looks up and sees this ugly face and says, Är du svensk? And the reply is, Norsk, Norsk. So that's an old one.
So there's a line there on ethnic humor. There's the jokes that ethnic groups tell about themselves. Those are fun and good-natured. We'll probably try to stick with those today, won't we?
Yeah, in fact, I could tell a quick one. Since I'm Irish-American, an old one I heard from a guy named Larry Dre, who ran a tavern in Loretto in Sauk County, had to do with Pat and Mike. They just came over on the boat through the Great Lakes. They're in Milwaukee, a lot of German taverns. They hear you can pick up money on the street. Pat sees something round and shiny. There's a German tavern in front of him. He picks it up, goes in, orders a couple of beers. The bartender rubs the coin, bites it, throws it down in disgust, and says, "That's tin." And Pat says, "Begotta, I thought it was five. Have one yourself."
Well, we are looking for your oldest jokes, ethnic or otherwise, at 800-642-1234 as we share some old jokes on National Tell an Old Joke Day.
And Rob, I have to ask you, I saw you talking to yourself and smiling. You're already telling your old joke in your head. So what is it?
I'm constantly telling. Well, okay, I guess I'll do mine before we get to a caller. This is a dangerous one. Mistelling it led me to swear in front of my high school physics class
and teacher.
Yeah, right, exactly.
No profanity.
Okay, a string walks into a bar, orders a drink. The bartender says, "Sorry, we don't serve strings here." The string goes outside, ties himself in a knot, kind of pulls his edges, loosens it up a little bit, goes back in, says, "Can I have a drink?" And the bartender says, "Are you a string?" And he says, "No, I'm afraid not." Didn't say it was a good one.
No, I actually like that. That's a good joke. All right, well, let's see what our callers have to say. We've got Maureen in Baraboo. Hi, Maureen.
Hi there. This is one that I tell to any new audience I can, and my children absolutely groan. So what did the zero say to the eight?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Nice belt.
That's a great one.
That's a great one.
I've heard that one, but I forget it. I have to remember to include it in my joke canon.
And Jim, retelling old jokes, whether it's Midwestern ethnic humor or otherwise, her kids are groaning now. There's something funny, not just about the humor of the joke, but in the retelling, isn't there?
Well, a great old joke teller, Leo Garsky from Stevens Point, once said, "A good joke is good in itself, and some can be told better than others, but you got to like the person telling it."
And the voices don't hurt. You're pretty good at doing the voices.
Yeah, you know, I grew up in Rice Lake, and when I was growing up, there were a lot of older people whose first language was something other than English, and so you just had to kind of listen.
You've got the accents going. All right, well, let's get to another call. Thanks a lot for that one. We go next to Ed in Endeavor. Hi, Ed.
Hi. Talk about making your kids groan, because I've been doing it for years with this one. You know how In the fall, you'll see the geese fly south, and you'll notice they'll fly in a V, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you ever notice sometimes one side of the V is longer than the other side?
Right.
You know why that is?
No.
There's more geese on that side.
That's a groaner.
And thank you so much for sharing that one. Veronica, you made me tell one. Did you have one prepared for us?
Do I have one prepared? Well, one I use is, you know, you can always dress him up. Wait, help me out. What's the line?
You can dress him up.
But you can't take him out. Sometimes, this is what I add, sometimes you can't even dress him up in my family. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not a very good one. I have to work on it.
Well, some of them are tied to the situation.
Right. I'm more situational.
Well, let's go back to our callers. We've got Joe on the line in Star Lake. Joe, hi there.
Hi, glad to be on.
What do you got for us?
Well, I love jokes, and this is my absolute favorite. It's a very old joke. Some people will know it, but it's a great joke. And Jesus is walking through heaven. He comes to the front gate, and there's St. Peter. And St. Peter goes to him and says, Master, is there a chance that you could watch the gate just for a short while? I have these things to attend to. Jesus says, of course. We have lots of time. So he's there, and people are coming in. He's got the great book. And this very old man comes up. And he looks at him and he says, what's your name? And the old man says, my memory's not very good. I can't remember my name. He said, what can you tell me about yourself? He says, well, I worked with wood. I remember I worked with wood. He said, I kind of know something about that. He said, what else can you tell me? Well, my life's not important. My son's life, that is important. He says, well, what about your son? Well, he is human and he is not human. He's human, but he's not human. Jesus, of course, very interested. He says, what else? He says, well, he has holes in his hands and his feet. Jesus says, really? And he says, and he always talks about the truth. The truth is very important. And so Jesus looks at him and goes, Father? And the old man goes, Pinocchio?
No, that's great. I like that one. Can you, Jim, explain to us why that's funny, that twist conventions of it, right?
Well, sure. I mean, jokes depend on what scholars, theorists call appropriate incongruity, where you have, you know, two different frames of reference and they're brought together through one, you know, one utterance in this case, and that's kind of the punchline. It punches our sensibility because we realize there are two different frames of reference going on.
And, I like that kind. Yeah, it's the twist.
Yeah,
exactly. Before we go back to the callers, Jim, what makes an old joke stick around while some just fade into the woodwork?
Well, some have to do with just recurring human situations like this one about someone dying and is there an afterlife and jokes about people going to heaven and St. Peter as the guardian. You know, we know they're at least 1,000 years old, probably older. And so I think a lot of times it's those fundamental human situations that appeal to people.
And it just occurred to me, I saw somebody's old notebook once from a cabin in Wisconsin, a previous owner. And it was filled with outhouse jokes. And maybe those don't stand the test of time because they don't have that shared experience anymore, thankfully.
I don't even want to know what those were like. Actually, they're probably pretty good.
I know several of them.
Okay. You can tell us when we're off the air. Are they air appropriate?
If you've got one, you can clean up.
Probably not.
No, okay.
Yeah. All right, moving right along. Let's go to Brian in Eau Claire. Hi, Brian.
Hi. Okay, now this has the letter Q in it, not Q. What's 5Q plus 5Q?
10Q.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you. You're here all week.
We walked right into that. Yeah.
Brian, thanks. That's a great one.
Well, why don't we read one from Facebook? We got a bunch of jokes offered up there. Here's one from Beldar, whose joke is, an atom walks into a bar, says to the bartender, hey, I think I lost an electron in here last night. Can you check? Bartender says, are you sure? The atom says, oh, yes, I'm positive.
<Ba-dum-bum>. A little science joke there. Here's one a listener emailed. What's the difference between a violin and a viola? A viola burns longer. There's a lot of great musical instrument humor out there.
Right. Like, let's see. What's the difference between a bass player and a roadkill chicken? Chicken may have been on his way to a gig. I should have said saxophonist.
Hey.
No. All right. Let's go next to Sean in Randolph. Hi, Sean.
Good afternoon. I'm actually going to tell a knock-knock joke, which is different than the poem that I had given originally. So I'm going to need some participation.
Okay,
so knock-knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Banana.
Banana who?
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
orange, you glad I didn't say banana?
That is an old one. Yep. I remember that from my youth, oh, so many years ago. Thank you for sharing that one with us, Sean. The knock-knock joke, Jim, a time-honored tradition.
Yeah, there are a lot of them. Some call them one-liners, or some call them riddle jokes that have a question answer, and they're popular. They're short.
Do you have a favorite joke, Jim?
No, I actually know hundreds.
You know so many that you're not playing favorites.
They're situational. Yeah.
Did you bring some more for us?
I have.
You've got a million.
One that I thought was pretty good. In '96, I interviewed a woman named Dee Bainbridge, who's Red Cliff Ojibwe, and there's a story she learned from Mike DePerry, her uncle, who was working in the lumber camps, about Winnebojo, the Ojibwe culture hero, and everybody was asking why he was so smart, and he says, well, I take these pills for it, and he shows people these pills, and they looked at him and said, Winnebojo, those are rabbit droppings, and he says, yes, you're getting smarter already. Now, you know, this joke, I mean, she learned from her uncle who learned it in the lumber camps, but we know that it goes back at least to the 15th century, and it was published in an English joke book where a soothsayer gave someone the pill, and he said, forsooth, this savoreth all of a turd.
Wow, I think we better leave it there. Jim, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
That was Jim Leary, Professor of Folklore and Scandinavian Studies at UW-Madison, Director of the Center for of Upper Midwestern Cultures, and author of So Ole Says to Lena, Folk Humor of the Upper Midwest.
And you can keep sharing your favorite old joke. It's National Tell an Old Joke Day. Head over to the Central Time Facebook page. Add to the collection there.